Parental advisory warning. This program contains
This is Vinland Radio.
Hello and welcome to Vinland Radio. I am your host, King. Coming up this week, we got new music from Fintroll, Spellbound, and Sadistic Embodiment. All coming up a little bit later, but to kick things off, Napalm Death. That's what I was trying to say right there. Napalm Death are back with a brand new album called Throes of Joy in the Jaws of Death. It's out right now via Century Media Records. So let's just check out that title track, shall we? This is brand new music from Napalm Death right here on Vinland Radio.
Last gasp been coming back. closer. Follow madness one by one. Can't believe what we've become. Eye to eye, fight or right. Let us face them side by side.
We are alike, we are. We are alike, we are. We are alike, we are. We are alike, we are.
We are the one that you would hurt. It's the person next to you. You are the worst part of my soul.
Industrial metal right there, courtesy of Spellbound and their new album, Addicted to Hell. We heard the track March, March. Before that, some more new music, courtesy of Sadistic Embodiment and their brand new album. Their debut full length, they've got a couple of EPs out before that. It's called Bloodspell. Those guys are out of Edmonton. Kick-ass death metal right there. And we just heard the track Global Enema.
Finland Radio presents the Underground Spotlight.
This week's Underground Spotlight falls on Buffalo's The Last Rain. This group delivers some killer melodic death metal. They just released their second full-length album, Evolution. You can get your grubby little hands on it if you head over to thelastrain.bandcamp.com. So let's get to some music, shall we? This track is called Evolution of a Decaying Race, as the Underground Spotlight falls on The Last Rain.
We'll be right back. Welcome back for another edition of Under the Blade with Dr. Gore, and this week we are going down under to continue our countdown to episode 666 with a track from Destroyer 666. The song we are going to hear today is off of their Unchain the Wolves album, which was their debut album back in, their debut full length back in 1997. Off of Unchain the Wolves, this is Destroyer 666 with Damnation's Pride, as we get one step closer to episode 666 on Vinland Radio.
All right, let the demons speak about the earth and midnight. A father from Bella, those who hide at night. Rocket from Bella, rock. Black at night, a water in the mazes, from the sea they came in white. Sigh! Ah. I don't see nothing from it, running like a crucifix. Can't even come from another place. Cast our people with his blade. Fuckers. Why do I see the fit for this? Running that that goes a bit. Came with a coat from another place. Cast our people with his blade. Beware of the legion, the Satan, who is the death. Beware of the legion, the Satan, they're ready for death. Beware of the legion, the Satan, they're ready for death. Beware of the legion, the Satan, they're ready for death. It's all the same. They say we're definitely devil songs. We're evil. Why do we see nothing from the mist? Acting shield and living fist. Better beware the final attack. Better beware cause we are back. Nah. Nah. Why do we see nothing from the mist? Acting shield and living fist. Better beware the final attack. Better beware that we are back. Beware of the legion, the Satan, the reporter. 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 Beware of the legion, the Satan, the reporter.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program to bring you...
What is this garbage you're watching? I want to watch the news.
Are you making headway at least?
This is the news.
Now That's right. It's news time. German thrash metal veteran Sodom will release their new album Genesis XIX, or Genesis 19, I guess, on November 27th via SPV Steve Hammer. Genesis 19 will be made available as a CD digipack version, 2 LP gatefold version, exclusive bundle versions with a mask that's only available through Steve Hammer shop. Also as downloads and streams, of course. This is an interesting story. I had to include this. Rob Halford says that he once tried to seduce former Iron Maiden frontman Paul Di'Anno. The Judas Priest singer made the revelation in his upcoming autobiography, Confess, which has already been described by the UK's The Telegraph as one of the most candid and surprising memoirs of the year. In the book, Halford recalls inviting Di'Anno back to his hotel room when Maiden supported Priest in a 1980 tour. Now, just prior to the trek, Di'Anno was quoted in a music paper saying that the Maiden, that Maiden was going to blow the bollocks off Priest. On the trek, the statement, which irked then Priest guitarist KK Downing, was enough to want to remove Iron Maiden from the bill. Yeah, Confess is going to be available on September 29th via Hatchet Books. On November 15th, Relapse.com will release Death Spiritual Healing Double Bobblehead. Yep, you heard me right. The limited edition 7-inch tall resin hand-numbered bobblehead figure comes together with the Spiritual Healing LP on custom butterfly effect LP. I don't know what that means. They're both exclusive to this package. It's strictly limited to 500 units, both the double bobblehead and the vinyl. And I guess you can just go over to Relapse.com to pre-order those. Probably going to sell out pretty quick, though. This is a fun one. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Burton C. Bell has distanced himself from the upcoming release of the long-awaited new Fear Factory album, saying that his priority is Ascension of the Watchers project. Now, on September 11th, Fear Factory guitarist Dino Cazares issued a statement clarifying the reasons for him launching a GoFundMe campaign to assist him with the production costs associated to the release of the new LP. Earlier that same day, Bell, who fronted the group since its inception, posted a message on his official Facebook and Instagram saying that he is not part of and isn't benefiting from the GoFundMe campaign in any way. He also added the hashtag Fear Factory. This led to some confusion among Fear Factory fans, especially since Dino had already indicated that Bell's lead vocals would be featured on the upcoming record. I guess they were already recorded. He's then reached out over social media to say that he's not pocketing the money to pay for legal costs, which is what I assumed he was doing. Yeah, gonna be interesting to see what happens there. Okay, to end the news off this week, yes. Vital, venerated vintage, when Diamondhead first released their Lightning of Nations 40 years ago in 1980, few could have predicted the importance it would carry and establish with regards to heavy metal's new wave and sound. Lightning to Nations 2020 will be released on November 20th via Silver Lining Music in CD, a double gatefold vinyl, and digital formats as well. It's a re-recording of that classic album. And Diamond Head is covering Metallica on there. They're covering No Remorse. Which is interesting because Metallica has covered a bunch of songs from that album. They've covered The Prince, Am I Evil, It's Electric, and Helpless off Lightning for Nations. So yeah, it's going to be cool to hear them do a Metallica song. So let's hear something from the classic Lightning for Nations, shall we? This is It's Electric. Diamond Head right here on Vinylan Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Gore here, and this week we are going to hear a song from Canadian heavy metalers Magnus Rising with a track off of their Counting the Numbers album. Released in 2007, Counting the Numbers was my intro to the band, and I'd seen them play quite a few times here in Calgary, and it was fucking excellent. The song we are going to hear is the title track as we continue our countdown to episode 666 with Magnus Rising's song, Counting the Numbers, on Vinland Radio.
Right there, courtesy of Poland's Brazek. That's off their brand new EP, Brazek, simply titled Brazek. We heard the track Brazek 1, White Ravine. You can get your grubby little hands on that if you head over to Brazek, bm.bandcamp.com. If you guys would like to get in touch with us here at Vinland Radio, like I say, absolutely every single week, it is pretty easy. You can email us at vinlandradio@yahoo.ca, or the Facebook page is a great way to get in touch as well. Okay, I'm going to keep the new music rolling, is what I'm trying to say. Fintroll is back with a brand new album after 7 years. Yeah, the last one was 2013, I think, the last actual album. There was a live album out in between that. It's called Verdensvanden, and I I'm excited to hear some new music from Fintroll, so let's just check it out, shall we, after I butcher the name of it. This is Ormfolk, brand new music from Fintroll, right here on Vinland Radio.
Don't touch me.
Music right there from the Alpha Structure and their new album, Seven Deadly Sins. We heard the title track off that one. Before that, some more new music courtesy of Palaces and their new album, Hella's Chasm. We heard the track Black Pendant. That's going to do it for another episode of Vinland Radio. I'd like to thank all you guys for listening. Also, I'd like to thank my co-host, Dr. Gore. And we talked about Diamond Head a little bit earlier in the show. So let's hear Metallica cover Diamond Head. This is their take on the Prince. And until next week, guys, see ya. We'll be right back.